Right, well, now it's time to welcome my guests, Accidental Tourists, who are one of the bands appearing at the Weird and Wonderful Evening at the Brentwood Theatre at the end of the next month. Now, this event is all part and parcel of Brentwood Mind, and we'll be finding out a little bit about that from Colin Wade a little bit later on. But first off, you guys, come on, introduce yourselves.
Hi.
Right, go on, each of you say in turn who you are and what you do in the band.
I'm Sam Dillon, I'm the guitarist and backing vocalist.
Right.
I'm Dan.
You have to get a bit closer in, Dan.
Closer,
you got right in. Yeah, you have to get very friendly with.
You have to get quite close to me, Dan.
Very close to
Mike. Yeah, I'm Dan. I'm the keyboard player, and I'm a backing vocalist too.
And not just a keyboard player, because today you're playing cymbals, yeah?
Yeah, I'm also a percussionist today.
Yeah,
so
we're down one member. Our drummer is away looking at unis, actually. He told us to mention how sexy he was.
Oh, right.
In his name.
I'm sure we're all excited by that. Right. And?
Hey, I'm Toby, and I've got the bass.
Right? I can hear that.
Not today, you haven't.
He sounds very bassy. And?
And I'm Amanda, and I am the lead singer.
Right, great stuff. Now, you guys look incredibly young, but then to me, everybody looks young. How long have you been together?
We've been together for about 6 to 7 years now. We started when we was 15. Well, I'm 15 now, and the guys are 17.
So you've been together for about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Blimey, it must have been almost straight out of Rumpus years.
Yeah, so we actually met in primary school. We all sort of went to the same primary school.
Right.
Our first gig was at the Leavers Assembly of year six. It was a while back, but... So, yeah, we continued on, made on from there. We lost our lead singer, and we had Amanda come in about 2 years in.
Yeah, but you're right, year nine, I think. Years,
yeah. Yeah, so you're about nine when you started, which was quite funny.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You're going to have to get very close into those mics, Amanda. Carl,
yeah.
Won't be letting
me see, yeah, we were about 11 when we started.
Right.
Amanda,
oh, that's what
nine.
She's enjoyed that.
Wow. Yeah, and then we became part of the Haven Rock School project.
Yes, and what's all that about?
Basically, it's run by the council, and it's located at Music Tech. Before they shut down, Music Tech provided free rehearsals, because they all had their own rehearsal rooms, free recording sessions, and tuition, all that kind of stuff,
right.
Really.
You also write a lot of your own material.
Yes,
so who does that?
We all do.
The guys get together and do a jamming session, and they come up with the music, and then I come up with
the idea.
So you write the music first, and then the words afterwards.
Yeah, we work backwards. So we do the music first, and then the melody afterwards.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hang on, the words afterwards.
Yeah, we do the melody and words after the...
Yes, that's right, yeah. Now, how do you avoid, with so much music out there, how... Do you avoid copying something that's already out there? Must be very difficult.
Right.
Very hard.
There's every time you write a song, there's always going to be a copying element inside a song.
Something's influenced.
There's never, like, you take a set, say if I'm writing a chord sequence, you take a set chord structure, someone out there is going to go, that's my chord, they're my chords.
Yeah.
You know, they can't say anything, though.
And how long does it take you to do this? Or is that how long a piece of string?
Really, because it tends to be, we do quite quickly get together and work out stuff, so four rehearsals usually,
it's normally the main idea comes in really quickly, then we get stuck on lyrics.
Now also you do a lot of gigs all over the place, so where do you do all these? What have you got?
Amanda?
We've done a load of different shows, from Dagenham Town Show, Romfest, we've been at the Hermit Club, Chinnery's.
Yes.
Yeah, and going to the Brentwood... Theatre, aren't we?
Well, of course you go. Yes, why don't you? They're doing that.
Yeah,
but you also do a lot of pubs as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to go in the pubs, but you can't enjoy all the
benefits. Exactly.
Yeah. We can drink coke.
Wait another year.
Yeah.
Wait another year, apart from Amanda.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Now, what else have you done? Because you've been into competitions as well.
Ah, yes. Well, we have. We've entered the regional...
Reached
the regional finals of Live and Unsigned.
Yeah.
Twice in a row,
runners
up for Gateway.
Yeah.
Gateway Radio. We did a radio show for them as well. So.
No, we don't talk about them.
Oh, what are you, mortal enemies? Or?
No. It's just rivals down the road.
Right. Our biggest feat was probably our single. 12 Moons was played on
BBC London's radio.
Introducing
Gary Crowley. Have you heard of him?
Yes, we have heard of him. Yes, yes, indeed.
Mr.
Yes.
Gary.
Yeah, good stuff. Right.
So that's all good.
And, okay, you've got the Weird and Wonderful evening coming up. What else have you got on the horizon?
There's two set at the moment. We've got the
Square in Harlow.
Square in Harlow.
Yes.
We've never played there before. We've got the headline slot.
Yes.
That's 14th of November. All the event details on Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
go check it out.
And we're back at the Hermit for the Christmas show as well.
Yeah.
Now, look, you guys have been doing this, as you say, for, what, 5 or 6 years together. Mm. Do you get nervous?
From time to time, I'd say
especially in the competition.
Toby, you're not saying very much. You're keeping very still there.
Yeah, it depends. Like, each gig, just take it as it comes.
Really?
Obviously, you're going to get nervous beforehand, because it's good to get nervous, but...
Yes.
You can't be too cocky about it.
Yeah. No. Well, no, that's right. Yes, right. Now, you're going to do a number for us, yeah?
Oh, yes, we are.
I think it's wonderful. So what are you going to do? Who's going to introduce it?
This is an original song. It's called Mistakes.
Good stuff. Well, you'll probably see plenty of those here. So, right, is there a story behind this at all?
Man.
It's just how I can personally refer to the lyrics myself, because I wrote them, and it's just times you go through and you just feel, well, you listen to it and you'll see.
Right, okay, fair enough. Right, well, get yourselves ready and go into it. Now, you've got to go on to, you're going on to that mic there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yep,
get
right, off you go. Right, when you're ready.
Cool, guys. You ready, Dan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
One, two, one, two.
Well done. Great stuff. Great stuff. Now, look, I've got one last question to ask you all, right? What, as you say, you've come up runner-up twice in this big competition, of the unsigned competition. Yeah. Where do you go from here? Do you want to go in any of these TV shows? You know,
I wouldn't say TV shows as much.
I say festivals. We're looking at festivals.
Yeah.
Right.
Festival.
So people can actually, people will enjoy and actually like our music for as it is.
Yeah,
good stuff.
More originals.
And the experience would be amazing if you were on TV as well, anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So you wouldn't go into X Factor or any of those?
Oh, God, no. Please don't get me started on X Factor.
X Factor's good, yeah.
You know.
It's quite interesting because the number of people who come in here and sing for us, etc., and we ask that question, they all say, no, don't want to go anywhere near it. So
It's all judgmental, really. Like, you like it. Most people like it. It's nice. It's a good competition, but it's more solo artists, not bands. Mm.
Actually, the other thing I've noticed, but perhaps I'm alone in it, is that whenever they're on there, they always always sound to me as if they're singing out of tune. But perhaps it's the the acoustics on it. Anyway, thanks very much, guys. We're going to turn our attention to Colin Wade, because he's been sitting quietly on the sidelines, minding his own business. Now, if you could put him in there, that would be great.
What a hard act to follow.
Well, you're not going to sing for us, Colin.
Oh, if you pay me.
It'd be better if you could
on that one,
go on to that one.
Yeah,
that would be better. Thank you. We know that one. That one really works.
I'm loving your T-shirt as well. That's good.
Well, yeah, it's a Monty Python thing, as you know.
Yes,
that's right, yeah. So, right, now, come on, tell us all about Brentwood Mind. What's it all about?
Brentwood Mind have been supporting people with mental health issues for the last 40 years. We do it through one-to-one sessions, groups. We run book groups, music groups. I do guitar lessons, all sorts of things, really. But it's about really getting people with mental health problems back into the community and socialising again.
Well, you do an enormous number of different things. It's not just an ordinary thing about patting people on the head and saying, come on.
No, it's far
from
that.
Very, very different, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, mental health covers such a huge spectrum. I mean, we run an OCD group, depression, anxiety. It's such a huge spectrum that, and people get these terrible misconceptions about mental health. It's been in the news quite a lot recently for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
When I was sort of offered the chance to put this show together to celebrate 40 years, I thought it was a really good thing to do, that people really should get out there and see for themselves what it's all about.
So do you want to say a little bit about the group sessions that you do, how you set about those?
Well, the sessions, we do one-to-one sort of counselling sessions. We have a counsellor that comes in.
Yeah.
As I say, I run sort of things like the guitar lessons, music group. We run an excellent book group where people can bring books in and discuss it. A lot of it is discussion-based because, obviously, getting people talking is probably the most important thing.
Yeah. And where do you do all this?
This is all done from our office, and we have a drop-in as well, which is in Ongar Road, Brentwood. Right next to Lucy's shop. So if you're passing and want to drop in, if you're on the Towie tour, you can always pop in and say hello.
Quite. How do people find out about this? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I mean, doctors refer people, obviously. A lot of people self-refer. I mean, I'm going back there straight after this because I'm actually working today, where people can actually come in and talk about their problems and then we'll take it from there. Doctors refer. All the information's on our website. I mean, as I say, mental health is such a huge thing. I could sit here all afternoon with you and talk about it, but I won't because we're going to talk about the show, aren't we?
Right. Well, tell us all about that thing.
Well, the show, I mean, you just heard Accidental Tourists, who I think are probably one of the finest young bands I have heard for a long while.
I'd agree.
I think they're
first
quite
rate.
Fine.
Good.
Yeah, and I really wanted them on the show. I mean, I said yes, I was dead chuffed. The night we've got Benjamin Bloom, who's played Latitude headlining. I think we're going to play one of his songs a little bit later. We've got the excellent Paolo Marina, who is just worth seeing. He came and did a session a couple of weeks ago in here, who's a live looper. He plays everything himself. He's quite amazing. And then we've got the comedy from Sam and Cy and Al Ronald, which puts the evening into a different sort of... I won't give too much away, but they're pretty out there.
Right.
So it's going to be... if you like Python, then you will be liking Sam and Cy and Al Ronald.
Great stuff. So, anything else you'd like to say about Brentwood Mind?
No. I mean, it's all on the website. I mean, as I say, mental health's such a huge issue that we could. But the main thing is that everyone that's listening is go out and get yourself a ticket. It's only a tenner. Go on the Brentwood Theatre website. Come down and see Accidental Tourists. Come down and see all these great acts that are giving up their time for nothing for a really great cause. I'm saying all the money's going towards Brentwood Mind. It's their 40th anniversary, and let's get mental health and the stigma around it out there, I think.
Great stuff. Well, now, would you like to introduce the big song?
The big song. Right, I suppose this is the anthem for the night. This is... we named the show Weird and Wonderful after this song by Benjamin Bloom, who's headlining. So this is Benjamin Bloom with Weird and Wonderful.
Great stuff.
You can stop and stare through as long as you want to, but you don't compare and you never ever will. You can make your view just as strong as you want to, but it's only you who feels the need to say we are weird. We are.